After months of fighting and a volatile situation in eastern Ukraine, Moscow and Kiev say they may have reached consensus on a substantial peace deal.
Both Kiev and Moscow have issued statements saying Ukrainian and Russian presidents have reached an agreement on a lasting ceasefire in the Donbas region. This new development has given Ukrainians hope that the war may end and that the continuously rising death toll will end with it.
In Kiev, the Ukrainian Prime Minister Arseniy Yatsenyuk laid out the framework of the peace deal.
Kiev will begin a wall project to denote physical boundaries with Russia. The EU and our Western partners will send their missions here to assist the destruction. And in November, we will hold a large donor conference with the goal of raising money to rebuild Donbas.
U.S. President Barack Obama was quick to comment on the supposed ceasefire deal as well. Obama said it was still too early to tell if the deal would go through.
We have consistently supported the effort of President Poroshenko to achieve a meaningful ceasefire that could lead to a political settlement of the conflict. So far, it hasn't held, either because Russia has not been serious about it or has pretended that it's not controlling the separatists.
But Konstantin Shurov, head of the Russian Society Group in Ukraine, said that Moscow and pro-Russian fighters on the ground have been ready for a settlement for quite a while.
This all depends on Ukraine. The anti-government fighters in the east are totally ready to abide by a ceasefire. Ukraine keeps saying they want to join NATO, which is a very bad step. The Ukrainian people don't want this. It will also bother neighboring countries like Russia, Belarus, and Kazakhstan because they don't trust this organization.
Although there has been an agreement for a peace deal, the fighting rages on in the east. And Konstantin also told us that Tuesday night was one of the hardest nights for people of the Donetsk region. He claimed that it was shelled and bombed throughout the night. Despite the constant shelling, Russian President Vladimir Putin said he thinks the deal could be reached as soon as Friday. Serena Shim, Press TV, Kiev.